You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage today is taken from Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 31. Here we witness that single greatest act of salvation in the Old Testament. That's when the great scene of deliverance occurred as God parted the Red Sea, allowing the children of Israel to pass through safely on dry ground, but drowning Pharaoh and his army under the sea. Now as we read the passage, we may be tempted to think that this is a wonderful story of God's miraculous saving power on display, and just leave it at that. However, we would be missing the bigger picture in the story of redemption. The Old Testament prepares the way for the New Testament, and all of God's promises find their yes and amen in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. That means that all of God's promises find their fulfillment in Christ. The Exodus from Egypt, though a real historical event, prefigures the saving work of Christ for His people. What God did through Moses was to provide physical salvation from physical slavery. What God does through Christ is to provide spiritual salvation from a spiritual slavery. However, our slavery isn't like that of the Israelites in Egypt. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt, but we are all slaves to sin. As Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." John chapter 8, verse 34. The passing through the Red Sea is symbolic of the believer's identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says, "Our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul is giving the Exodus from Egypt a Christological reading. He's making the connection between the Exodus from Egypt and salvation in Christ. Notice how Paul says, "All were baptized into Moses." Just as the Israelites were baptized into Moses, so too are Christians baptized into Christ. We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Finally, the parting of the Red Sea not only did it finalize God's redemption of His people from slavery in Egypt, it also prefigured the greater spiritual reality of God's redemption of His people from slavery to sin through the work of Christ. The crossing of the waters of the parted Red Sea destroyed Israel's enemy and their old life of slavery. It also gave the Israelites new life. Our baptism in Jesus destroys our enemy, sin, buries our old life, and it also gives us the power to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Have you buried your old life of sin? Have you turned to Jesus and received a new life?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.